Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Let's go over to the book of Ezekiel. And we will look here in the 28th chapter of Ezekiel. My Bible is it's page 1022. If you have a Copeland Reference Bible, that's probably the same page. Anyway, the book of Ezekiel. And the prophet said, the word of the Lord came again to me, saying, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus. Now, underline that if you haven't already. The prince of Tyrus. Thus saith the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God, I sit in the seat of God in the midst of the seas, yet thou art a man and not God, though thou set thine heart as the heart of God. You're not God. Behold, and so forth and so on. But now, let's go down to the 12th verse. Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus. Now, here's a guy that thought he was God, but now we're going to find out who's pumping that information into him. And say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering, the sardis, topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of your tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that you were created. In the day that you were created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that you were created until iniquity was found in you. He was perfect when God created him. He was the archangel of music. He still uses it today to corrupt people and drive young people right into hell if he can. Did you ever notice how closely connected his music and drugs are? Now, I want you to see that. He was perfect in the day that he was created, but iniquity was found in him. He had no tempter. That's why he's doomed forever. He invented the lie. Jesus said he's the father of liars. Now, let's go to the book of Isaiah and look at the 14th chapter. 14th chapter of the book of Isaiah. And we'll read 9 through 16. And I want to read this to you from the New King James. And then we'll come back. Hell from beneath is excited about you to meet you at your coming. It stirs up the dead for you, all the chief ones of the earth. It has raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. They all shall speak and say to you, have you also become weak as we? Have you become like us? Your pomp is brought down to Sheol or hell, and the sound of your stringed instruments, the maggot is spread under you, and worms cover you. how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. That's what that name means. Son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground. You who weaken the nations, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. You shall be brought down to hell to the lowest depths of the pit. He was here on this earth. Now, I'm convinced because of his name, God changed his name to Satan. I am convinced turn with me to the book of Revelation. It is not the book of Revelations. One revelation. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto the servant John. Jesus has a personal angel. He's called the angel of the Lord. When you see angel of the Lord, that is not Jesus. That is the angel of the Lord. I'm convinced. Now, this didn't have anything to do with your salvation, but it does have something to do with your knowledge of the name and your knowledge of your authority over the devil. I'm convinced because of his name that he was Jesus' personal angel. And he didn't want that. He wanted to be in charge. He wanted to rule. I will be like the Most High God. The fossil record does not lie. There were beings on this earth. There are signs of their being here. You can look at the animals in the ark, and those animals were not dinosaurs. They didn't have dinosaurs on the ark because we have now representative of the animals that have been here ever since. But there were dinosaurs on this earth. There was a race of people on this earth. They're called the Neanderthal man. That's a missing link. And the reason it's missing is because it isn't there.
That's right.
Now, the key to this is in Ephesians chapter 6. Look over there with me. Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Those are the highest ranking devils of all. They are the ones that are involved in nations and politics. Daniel chapter 10. Praise God. Daniel went on a fast. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 weeks, a 21-day partial fast. Neither I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. It's obvious he drank water. And ate no pleasant bread, but he ate a little alone. And verse 10, behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee. Stand upright, for unto thee I am now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then he said to me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before God, your words were heard, and I am come for your words. This was obviously Gabriel. He's the messenger angel. He couldn't get in there. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia, which is Iran, withstood me 20 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. Michael is the archangel of the armies of God, over whom God is the Lord of hosts. Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. And then he began to speak to him and so forth. And then he came down and he said, be strong, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. Then said he, knowest thou whereof I come unto thee? And now will I return to fight with the prince of Persia? And when I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Greece shall come. Wicked spirits in the heavenlies. That race of people that was on this earth when Lucifer was here, they all died. They are in the fossil record. I told you there's a lot of time between Genesis 1, and there had to be a flood and wiped out that whole deal. Animals, people, all wiped it completely out. The people, and they were people. They were not human beings. But they were people. That was the Neanderthal man. And he didn't come from a gorilla. We know the gorilla from this age.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Those are intelligent beings. They're not little imps, not principalities or powers, not even the rulers of the darkness of this world, but the wicked spirits in the heavenlies. And they mess with political things. I just read you where they were messing with Greece and they were messing with Persia. And Daniel didn't have the name of Jesus. He just had to pray and intercede and just hang in there and not give up and stand before God in great integrity. And God moved and laid down the prophetic words that would go forward, and Israel would out of that. And then the end times, those words, Jesus quoted some of those words. And then you come over into the book of Revelation, and it's all in there. It became part of the Holy Spirit record. Amen. Heavenly records. Yeah. Amen. Yes. That's the reason God said, replenish the earth. Now, he's also talking about replenishing it and all these other things, but it had to do with that. And like I said, doesn't have a thing in the world to do with your salvation. You can believe it or not, I mean, I don't care. But, I mean, it's there and it has to be dealt with, particularly when you're dealing with the name. Now you know why blood had to be shed. You know why God had to get all this thing back, and you know his beginning plan. He could not, he's not going to stop there. He's going to finish this. Amen. He's going to finish it. And so he created one just like himself and poured himself into him. Amen. And then he made him a wife. And they don't have belly buttons. And I have seen artist rendering of Adam and Eve, and their little navels are showing. Cute. May a scar, yes. The navel started with Cain. Amen. Of course. Oh, there's a lot of other things I'd like to get, but you know, time just won't allow it. But this shows us the goodness of God. He just wouldn't quit. He just kept on. This thing's going to be good one way or the other. And he just kept on and kept on and kept on. Now, we don't know. We can't go back far enough to get the very first of that other creation. But I can tell you this, Lucifer was the most beautiful of all the archangels. So this must have been a beautiful place when he created it. And the people must have been absolutely beautiful people. But then they followed him, the whole lot of them followed him. Adam was never a caveman. Amen. And that early creation, I dare say, they were not either until they got warped. And they just kept going down and going down until they just turned into animals. And it just had to be flooded. Didn't any of them make it. But God said, no. Let's start again. Amen. We'll fix this. We're going a step higher. Because he had a plan. And so, now I'm just making this up, you understand? But you know, he just said, well, son, what do you think we ought to do? Well, come on, Father. Let's don't give up on him. I have an idea. What? Make one like me. I'll be a man. Make one like me. I'm ready. I'll be a man if you need me to. And we're not going to get in this trap again. Wow. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he gave him a name. Hallelujah. He gave him a name. Above every name that's named. Then God's name. That is so powerful, that had somebody just said it, it'd just kill you. Mm-hmm. so powerful. And when Adam fell, he couldn't just run to hug him up. He'd have burned him up. That power and that glory is just so awesome. No. He had to take care of him and help him. Let's get this blessing back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it began for you and me.
Praise God.
That's what takes us into that 91st Psalm. Let's close with it. We did it this morning. I want to close with this. Because of the glory to God. Psalm 91, three people speaking. I will say of the Lord, and then Jesus comes along. Surely, Kenneth, he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and so forth. And then the Father steps in. And he says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he's known my name. And with long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation because he's known my name.
Yes.
My name, God was saying. My name. Spelled in Hebrew, Yud-Heh, Vav-Heh. Greg, I saw you over there. Where are you? Please, Professor, come here a moment. Professor Greg Stevens teaches First Covenant Survey. And, you know, he and I have done a lot of broadcasts on covenant and so forth. And so talk to us now. We've spent a lot of time talking about the name. But what thrilled me so was Paleon Hebrew.
Ancient Hebrew.
Now, the Cherokee people, there are Cherokee mounds in, and they excavated those and they found artifacts that were made out of Middle Eastern alloy. And they had small drawings on them and they've couldn't figure out what it was, and they took it to a language expert, and he said, it's ancient Hebrew. This was before the Hebrew, like you and I see those letters. And they were signs and pictures.
If you would think of hieroglyphs in Egypt, they're pictures.
Yeah.
And the pictures are beautiful because the pictures tell a story that modern Hebrew doesn't, or even biblical Hebrew doesn't. When you see the pictures, and the one is the name of the Lord, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh.
Yes.
So, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Behold is one letter. The hand. So, Yud is a hand. Vav is a nail. Behold. Behold the hand. Behold the nail. That's the name of the Lord.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So it's a picture symbol for them to be able to recognize. There were little clues all throughout Scripture for them to be able to recognize him when he came. Behold the hand. Behold the nail. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh.
Yeah, come on. Hallelujah. Come on, that's got to thrill you through and through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Greg. Praise God. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
That name. Oh, that name. The name that's above all names that are named. Names in heaven. Names in earth. Names in other under the earth. Oh, must bow their knee to that name. that name. And you and I know the name. Oh, we know the name. And it's the name of goodness. It's the name of power. It's the name of wonders. It's the name of greatness. And it's ours.
Every Friday is offering day right here on this broadcast, and we're going to look together again to the book of Galatians, chapter 6. Beginning in verse 6, the Bible says, "Let him who has taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." Now, I want you to skip down to verse 10. Verse 10 says, "Therefore, as we have opportunity," that's what every Friday on this broadcast is, it's opportunity. "As we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith." This is your opportunity right now. It's an opportunity, if you've heard the word this week, to go back before the Lord and say, "How would you have me respond to this, Father? How would you have me share in all good things with the one who's taught me?" And if the Lord has an assignment for you to partner in faith and to partner financially with this ministry, then what you're doing is you are taking the opportunity. Now, here's the thing about opportunities. They come and they go. The windows open and the windows close. I'm telling you, they don't last forever. So when you have an opportunity like this, act on it and act in faith. Like I've said, go before the Lord and find out what your assignment is. And when you sow into this ministry and ministries like it, you are doing good to the household of faith. That's what Kenneth Copeland Ministries is, and that's what it has been for more than 50 years. A ministry that specializes in teaching and preaching faith, and teaching other people how to walk by faith and talk by faith and fight by faith and believe the Word of God. That's what this ministry is all about. And when you connect with it in partnership, what you're doing is making sure that the same word that you've heard is getting into the lives of people all over the world. And those of you who've been partners with this ministry for a long time now, you know it's working. You know that this word, this uncompromised word of faith, has gone out from the top of the world to the bottom, all the way around the middle, and you've seen it. You're a witness of it. You've seen the word be sent through broadcasts like this one, through magazines that have gone to hundreds of thousands of people, through the Kenneth Copeland Ministries website that exists just to get the word into people's lives. You've seen it go out through every phone call, every email, every social media post, all of it with one mission behind it: get the word to the people. Now, as you sow financially into Kenneth Copeland Ministries, like I've already said, you're partnering with a ministry that specializes in using their faith. So to partners, we say thank you. We love you, and we speak the blessing over your life. Those of you who are not yet partners, find out from the Lord if you've got an assignment to stand alongside Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in this ministry and preach Jesus to people all over the world. And if the Lord's directing you into it, do it, and do it in faith, and watch as it opens a door to Him to go to work in your life, in Jesus' name. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for your faithful support. To give by text, text the letters KCM and the amount to 36609.